One of the Memches Dvarim Shahatorah Niknes Behen, the 48 ways to which Torah is properly and comprehensively acquired, is called Emunus Chachamim. On the surface, Emunus Chachamim, which means faith, believe in the sages, would seem to leave very little room for a Talmud to try to understand, to probe, to explore, to think critically and analytically about what it is that he is learning. After all, I must simply believe that which Chazal tell us. But this would seemingly contradict another ideal which is found on this list. The very same Mishnah tells us that if a person wants to be Kona Torah, he should engage in what's called Pilpul HaTalmidim, which would seem on the surface to suggest something which is different, and that is that a person should immerse himself in a process by which he thinks and tries to understand, what is the Torah saying to me? How can I understand this? How can I understand this? So which one is it? Is it Emunas Chachamim or is it Pilpul HaTalmidim? And the answer on the surface would seem is both. And that is that, on the one hand, it is very, very important. It is necessary for a person to immerse himself to the extent that his mind and his heart and his schedule allows, to really, really try to plumb the depths of Torah, to think critically and analytically, to try to understand what it is that the Torah is saying. At the same time, a person's attitude, a person's position coming to this place of Torah study, of Pilpul HaTalmidim, must be from a place where he's anchored in true Emunas Chachamim. The assumption should be coming in that the words of Chazal are emes. And even though, as we know, it's true that there are different opinions that you can have, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, one say kosher, one say pasul, one say tameh, one say tahor, and they are all within the realm of Divrei Elokim Chaim. Emunas Chachamim means simply, I don't mean to suggest that it's a simple idea, it means simply that my understanding, my assumption coming in, is that these words are true. And now I have to try to understand to the best of my ability. There may be an inclination on the part of a young, less experienced Talmud to listen to something that he hears from his Rebbe, to read something in a Sefer and to say, this doesn't make any sense to me. I actually remember hearing from Rav Shechter Shlita once that he remembers that there were times when he was young in the Rav Shir, the Rav would say things, and as someone with much less experience and wisdom at the time, Rav Shechter said, that didn't make any sense. And in his mind, he thought to himself, the Rav must be incorrect. Years later, 10, 20, 30 years later, he would come to the realization, no, the Rav, in fact, was correct. That's what it means to have Emunas Chachamim. When you think about it, it's very similar to the more familiar notion of Emuna. When we speak about Emuna in our lives, to believe, that does not preclude us from trying to understand. That doesn't preclude us from trying to get an intellectual handle on the world, to try to really, really, really plumb the depths of our experience, to really, to whatever extent our minds allow, to understand, as the Rambam said, says, Leidas Hashem. But there does reach a certain point where we can understand so much and no more. We do reach that point where our mind's capacity does not allow us to really, really, really know. And that's where Emunah steps in. And this balance of, on the one hand, having Emunah in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also in this context, in respect to the Chachamim, Emunas Chachamim, to be balanced by a genuine, sincere effort of Pilpul HaTalmidim, is what ultimately will allow us to emerge with a meaningful, balanced, and enriched understanding of Torah. May we all be zocher to come to our learning with a sincere and meaningful effort of Pilpul HaTalmidim, while at the same time constantly anchored from a strong place of Emunas Chachamim. Thank you.